Daily Dilemma on Beat.
We would love to hear from you this week if there's anything you think we should be talking about. You can email talk at beat102103.com. Hi there. I'm a bit confused by something. Seeing a guy and we went out the other night and ended up in McDonald's. He offered to pay, which was fine. And we got a Big Mac meal each and that was it. The place was packed and he was so impatient. It turned me off, to be honest. Like, everyone was waiting. It wasn't that much of a big deal. After what didn't seem like that long, he just went up to the counter and proceeded to answer to a number that wasn't his. It had 5 burgers, 3 large drinks, chips, apple pies and 2 McFlurries. It was about 3 times the monetary value of our order and he just stole it because he was too impatient to wait for hours. I called him out but he responded by saying he's no fool and he wasn't standing there waiting any longer. I feel like this is stealing and I don't think I can get past it. Do you agree?
We were at McDonald's the other night. Mm. We were queuing for food.
It can be a little bit chaotic, that end of night.
Yeah, but it's the very end of night when everybody comes in after the pubs have closed and they want their food and they want it now and I get all of that. Yeah, I actually do think it's stealing because the monetary value compared to, like, you got 2 Big Mac meals, which I don't know, off the top of my head, would it be like 20 euro, give or take, a couple of euro. And then the other, as he said, yeah, as she said, is 3 times that. So yeah, if you like put it like side by side in terms of what he took what was not his and it was worth way more than what he had actually paid for. So 100% it's stealing. And it would also probably turn me off if he was kind of that rude about having to queue. Do you know?
I'm also thinking of the impact on the people whose food it was because they would have been waiting for ages.
They would have just had to say, we never got our food and then it would have been made
fine,
again.
But exactly, they would have to start being made again. It would have delayed them even more because he was so impatient. It's very thoughtless.
I think if the question from you is, and you're doubting him, like, don't mean to be real heavy on it and like, it's Monday and like, but it is actually just stealing. Like, and it would have put me off to see somebody being that impatient to wait for a bit of food and then to just give up on your own order and go up and skip it and be like, hey, that's mine. I wouldn't respect somebody that did that.
I get frustrated in fast food restaurants where you don't actually get a ticket, where you just have a number on screen and you've got to go up. I'd much rather have a physical ticket and go, yes, that's my food, pass it over, you know, that kind of way.
Well, you are meant to do that, aren't you?
No, sometimes, a lot of the time now, they're out of paper or they're not working. They just give you the number and you're waiting for your number to be called. So
don't get me wrong, I know what it's like to be hangry. I am definitely somebody that gets hangry, but I don't think it's okay. And I think he showed you his true colours on a first, well, was it a first date?
She just had seen a guy, but it's early stages.
Nah, that's stealing.
Killian.
Not that I agree with him, but I do get like a bit peed off when, you know, you're standing there ages and your number, especially like you say, if my number's 12 and then I see like 15, 16, 17, 18 and then they're all called out first.
That was you the other night.
And I was like, hello, is 12 not before 16?
I wasn't rude.
Niall kept going to me, where's ours? Where before that? Where 58? And 68 has already got theirs.
Yeah. I just can't see past this and I just don't know if that's the kind of person that I'd want to be in a relationship with, to be honest. Because as you said, there's the stealing element, but also, as you said, there's other little red flags there about the impatience.
That, like, to me is just weird. Like, you're all in it together and I get it when, as I said, when you're hungry. But if you're not afraid to let somebody see that side of you and you don't really care about other people in that situation, nah, that's a red flag.
Well, I have to say it's a kind of overwhelming yes, it is stealing in the southeast this morning.
There are no other thoughts. There's no defence of you, basically, is what I'm trying to say. Ailish says, completely dumpable offence when someone shows you their true colours. Believe them in capital letters. Walk away now.
Sandra says, stealing and a gobbaloon. She doesn't need to live like this. He could have been there hanging out with you while you were waiting. P45 for him.
No Prob Rob says, absolutely stealing. I would have called him out in front of everyone and said, in case you don't know, date over, never contact me again.
And Donald says, no, red flags 101, impatient and a thief. The audacity is just hilarious, actually. I'd have just upped and walked out the door and went somewhere else and blocked him. If that's his behaviour on the first date, then imagine what it's going to be like going forward. I can't be dealing with that. I love a few burgers after a night out, but you can't be doing that. If someone took my milkshake, I'd be on the phone to the guards.
Kerry and Dungarvan, total red flag for that dilemma. If he is that impatient at McDonald's, then what's he going to be like in other situations when he's got to wait his turn. Complete and utter disregard for the poor people who had to wait another 15 minutes for their meal to be made because he had the audacity to steal it. Save yourself future embarrassment. Run, girl.
Okay, let's get some thoughts. We will start on this one. Peter was on to us with his thoughts.
See, here's the thing on the Daily Dilemma, guys. Good morning. Yeah, it's stealing 100%. Absolutely. And if that was my order I was waiting for, I'd be pissed then as well. But also, it just shows how self-centered the guy is. He didn't care whether or not she just wanted her meal as well. So he didn't take into consideration, you know, what she wanted. So red flags all the way. Get rid of him. Because if that's just the beginning, imagine what he's going to be like going forward. He's not going to care what you want. He's just selfish and, yeah, pretty self-centered and stealing. Lock him up.
Lock him up, he says.
It's kind of annoying though, isn't it? If you're going out with somebody and it's actually going fine and then you discover something and
this
you just go, oh,
trait.
Why? Like, why did you have to ruin it?
Yeah. Blaine was on with some thoughts.
Nah, that's a red flag. Okay, 0851.
Yeah. Just to clarify, how them order systems work.
Oh.
It's based on what you order. So some people don't get this. So if you just ordered a chip, Niall, you're probably going to get out faster than ordering the guy that ordered a customised something of another off the menu.
Okay.
Yeah,
and people just don't
get
that. They're like, oh, why not me next? Why not? Where's mine? Depends what you order. Depends how fast any business can produce and pull it out. You know, it's the same in the drinks world, you know. If you go up and order a pint of Guinness, you're going to have to wait till the Guinness sits. If you go up and order a bottle of Coke and ice, probably done one go and off you go, you know.
Thanks for that, Blaine.
Thank you.
We'll talk some thoughts from Jim as well.
Having spent many, many, many years working in hospitality, this chap is everything that is wrong with customers. He sounds like he's rude, he's impatient, he took something that wasn't his and that would throw the entire order process into chaos. But hey, he doesn't care. As long as he got his burger, yeah, that's the kind of person you're dealing with. I would run a mile because he sounds like so nasty words.
Okay, thanks for
Thank
that, Jim.
Thank you, darling.
Right, Dilemma's back tomorrow. You can email talk@b102103.com.
This is actually related to our next topic.
It's funny that Blaine just said, if you ordered a chip, Niall, because we'll be discussing that more next.